Welcome to Overthinker Society. This is your only one and only host, Sue Lee. I feel like I should, every time I come back with an episode, I should definitely not say, "Oh guys, I'm gonna be doing this show weekly now, so I'll keep you posted. Stay tuned," and I'm just gone for like a month and a half. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, life is a roller coaster, man. Life is a roller coaster. It's like, I think I'm starting to realize that my environment and my surroundings and my conditions will never, ever, ever be perfect enough or even like habitable enough to fully like always be in a super comfortable, super comfy, super at home state when it comes to creating stuff, such as recording a podcast. And I think that was one thing that I've recently been realizing. It was so easy to regularly do podcast episodes and upload videos and do lots of really funky creative stuff, even all by myself during the pandemic, because there were less things that we all had to deal with in terms of real life problems, such as looking for an apartment, such as getting a car, such as, God damn it, how to deal with a car crash. And now I need a new car, you know, and I need a new place. It's over and over. So it's just a lot of like reality mixed in. I realized, damn, this like being an artist is harder than I thought in this new world after the like post pandemic, where the only experience as a quote unquote musician slash artist that I'd ever had prior to now was just being on the internet, just being that gal on the internet. And now I'm dealing with shows, live shows and tours and like real life connections, networking and going to parties and events. And so in the midst of that, I think I've been recently finding it hard to juggle all of that at the same time, consistently uploading stuff for you guys to look at, which is, I know, and as like my artist motto, it is my mission to provide as many fun, entertaining, insightful, whatever, valuable things for others, even if it's just one more person out there. And if I mean, I guess it could like say this is like a January, like a little belated reflection of myself for the New Year's. This could be one of them, but I wish I had prioritized this mission as an artist more in the last year, 2023, because I didn't get to as much, but now I'm realizing the conditions will never ever be perfect enough. It's like, oh, I can record an episode when I settle into the new place. And then I settle into the new place, I run into issues with landlords just fucking busting into my house for no reason. Like, privacy issues nonstop for the past 4 months. Now I'm like, I'm done. Boy, bye. I'm gone. This is breach of contract for a long time. I'm done. My patience is at it. Just, you should be grateful that I'm not suing your ass. You know what I mean? But the conditions will never, ever be perfect. And it's been proven multiple times, apparently. Like, my manager has been telling me, Sue, it's not just you, but all, even the superstars. We're both big fans of George Harrison from the Beatles. And he always, like, quotes stories of George Harrison where it's like, oh, yeah, just could have been better, you know? Just, I don't like it. I don't know why I made it like that. It's just silly, you know? And nobody was ever prepared for anything. I mean, I guess, yeah, so it just kind of goes not just for contents in terms of, like, this podcast or vlogs, whatever, but also my main thing, which is music. I almost feel like I let go of my, I've had to let go of my occupation as a musician in order to, like, survive in America. American life is really fucking hard, guys. I don't know how many of you guys who are listening right now are American citizens, but dang, as an aspiring immigrant, I 1 year in and I'm like, I miss my mommy back in South Korea. I don't care if I sound like a baby, but a lot of things just happened so much and I feel like I could just go on and on and on and on and on about some dramatic shit that has happened. But hey, isn't that why I'm an artist? So that I can, instead of ranting about it, write it out, turn it into art, turn it into something beautiful and a little more digestible than some random girl like holding up the microphone and just like, ah, la, 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 life is sucks. Ah, life sucks. I don't want to live. Ah, la, 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 you know, definitely not very desirable for anybody. So yeah, I just want to, you know, I want to kind of get back into it, really get back into it, not as an empty promise, but really just for myself more than anybody, where, like, I want to be an artist. Isn't that why I'm here? Isn't that why I decided to move to America? I want to be an artist. So I guess I'm just going to have to be an artist no matter what the condition is, because it will never, ever be perfect. So here I am. Look at how much of a mess this background is. I'm actually kind of ashamed to show it, but I'll just show it. I don't care. I love you guys. And I can just justify it as, this is my brand. Wow. Will you look at that? That's a den, right? I don't know what animal that is, but that is an animal den right there. That's a sign of an animal habitation. Oh. Yeah, I am. Oh, by the way, people have been asking, actually, like, a couple times, oh, Sue, what is up with Uprisers? Because I wear their stuff a lot. I tag them a lot on Instagram and stuff. But they're big fans, and I'm a big fan of them. They're an LA-based streetwear brand. And they stand for some dope shit. So I support, you know, big support. Anywho, what was I gonna say? That's right. I'm looking for a new place to live in LA. House hunting has definitely, I'm like on a level two. Level one was this place, and I've had to get this with this weird, like, condition of, I don't have a credit score because I'm an alien. I'm literally an immigrant. Like, I don't know. I have nothing.
Bruh, I just came here like 8 months ago, bruh. People are like, oh, what's your FICO score? Oh, what's your score? What's your record? I'm like, bruh, I was in the land of BTS 6 months ago, bruh. All my life, bruh. But now, the situation is a little different. I've got a little bit of credit thing going on. A little bit of savings, even though I gotta be frugal. And I know a little bit better about what to look for, what neighborhood I'm looking for in LA. Definitely decided that, like, downtown area, LA. I know I sound like one of those, like, LA people now, like, ah, oh, downtown is, like, so dingy. Like, I really don't fuck with it. But I really can't help but say it. Like, it's so different. LA City is just, every area is so completely different that I can see why, like, oh, I really don't fucks with that neighborhood. And I definitely realize, like, downtown area might just not be for me. I'm like, I love city life. Trust me, I love the city life, the metropolitan life, but it's a little too concrete jungle for me. And the more concrete jungly it is, the harsher and just like, oh God, why was that dude throwing a bottle for no reason? And the bottle shattered all over the place, like poor doggies on the walk. God forbid, you know, like what the fuck? So I'm looking for a new place, hopefully like in the better tree fold. Tree greeneries, ample greeneries. Thank you. I got actually 3 viewings scheduled back to back to back. Tomorrow is gonna be like, I kind of like wanted to make it a 3 part appointment, like 3 option appointment day, only because I wanted it to be like a day where it was like kind of like House Hunters the show. I don't know if anybody knows, but House Hunters, like there's House Hunter, it's like literally a house hunting show where like somebody goes abroad or some moves to a new city and is like, yeah, I'm a 34-year-old single dude looking to live in a great dope place in the heart of the Netherlands. And then they just show them 3 properties. that's the 3. But I'm really excited for the viewings, all of them, because I did a lot. Of research. I put a lot of research and time and energy into it, like lots of calls and like, please, Saturday work, please, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know if anybody gets like this, but when I find like a plane ticket or like a property listing or some kind of deal that's like, oh, this could go away any minute, I get so impatient. I'm like, this is it. I gotta have this. Even though there's like, I haven't even looked at the property yet. So I get that into it. It's hard to like, I have this obsessive mindset. Some of my friends have previously told me that's just like a typical symptom of ADHD. But I mean, hey, please, actually, I'm usually not the kind of person to prompt people to like, oh, please comment below. But I do actually want to get some feedback or thoughts and pieces, nuggets of information if you know anything. If there's anybody out there who's listening who, you know, actually does know a thing or two about certain like symptoms of ADHD that not a lot of people like know about, let me know, like, if, you know, like just now how I get obsessive over like something so like almost like a tunnel vision that I can't get my mind off of it and I get borderline obsessive. Or, you know, I've been told
when I get hooked to like a specific kind of food, I would just eat nothing but that the majority of the time for weeks on end. Such thing as that apparently is like symptoms of ADHD. I asked this because I am at a point in my neurological journey where I definitely am 100%, 101% sure. You know what? Bump it up to 105%. I've gotten a lot of confirmation from other people outside of myself that I am indeed crazy. Yes. But the psychological term would be, yes, I am at this point just like, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to be in denial forever. It is for sure clear that I am somewhat a neurodivergent person. I mean, I don't know how widespread that term is at the moment. It's apparently a very new, it's kind of like that new pronoun, the birth, like the emergence of new pronouns and such. So it's kind of like neurodivergent, which is like, you know, like an umbrella term for people who are on the spectrum of autism, such and such, you know, Asperger's, such and such. But it also like covers depression, anxiety, all that stuff. So basically it means you got a little bit of everything if you're neurodivergent. And it's something that I'm actually a little bit like, it's for sure a double-edged sword in the sense that there are definitely benefits to being kind of overly almost emotionally sensitive to the outside world. I feel things more intensely. I express things a little more intensely. I can't hide. I need to do something. I need to. And I think it's definitely kind of, I don't know who said this, but it was an actress. Yes, I think it was Emma Stone in an interview where she said she was asked a question about anxiety issues. Like, do you deal with any anxiety stuff? And she said, of course I do. And then she followed up with something very, very interesting, which was kind of something along the lines of she sees anxiety as almost like a stimulant for getting herself like moving forward. You kind of have to like sit down and think about the concept of it to really grasp that notion, I think, of, okay, I'm like super anxious. So how do I turn that on its head? And I think that's it, you know? And in her case, it's like when I'm anxious, I gotta move. I gotta forget about it, or I gotta just take some kind of action. It's almost like fight or flight, you know? You are super anxious, so do you fight or do you like just fucking, you gotta do something. And so I thought that was a very, very interesting notion and kind of perspective of dealing with anxiety. And that's definitely on the pro side of having like mental cuckoo issues, but definitely the debilitating elements, I think, from years and years and years of suffering is
the debilitating effect. Far outweighs. It's hard. It's hard. So I don't know what point I'm trying to get to. If you think about it, I may be doing something. I may be practicing what Emma Stone was preaching in that interview. Maybe I'm just flattering myself by saying, putting it like this, but you know, whether I'm realizing this or not, maybe I'm just like me, like the act of me sitting down and talking about my anxiety to however many people who will end up seeing this and hearing this is like an act of change. I want to change, you know, I don't want to be anxious anymore. So I've tried medication, I've tried therapy, and every time I think about therapy, I get emotional because it's been so, so hard to find the right therapist. I think I'm just such a picky person, and it's hard to find the right person to like open up about, I think. They all sound like condescending bitches to me. No offense to any therapists here. I love you. I love you. I would totally be a therapist. I would totally join the gang and just hear about other people's issues. But yeah, I'm trying a lot of things, and I guess that's what's kind of different about how I think I'm gonna try to approach being in front of the camera, speaking into the mic, singing into the mic, producing, being in, like taking selfies, posting on Instagram, or like live streaming on Twitch, whatever it may be. I think my approach, if it was before, kind of like, okay, I am gonna be a musician, so I'm gonna put like certain amount of numbers of hours of a day every single day until I get to a level of being able to call myself a musician. And I think that's definitely a mindset that everybody should have to some degree in their professional life. But I think at my stage in my career now, I'm coming to a point of realizing I need to become part of my art, if that makes sense. If I look back to all of my previous projects, all of the OTS episodes, all of like Messy Sexy album, all the singles, all the music videos, even I'll Just Dance, Tired, Thank You Song, everything, if I look back on every single traces of my work, my impression from like my personal experience as the creator was, this is work, and this is a certain literal message that I'm putting out there. And I wanna be relatable. There was like, I'll just put it out there. There was that level of, I wanna be relatable. I wanna be agreeable. I wanna be wholesome. And I think it just, at some point, it kind of wore me out. It felt like, wow, it's really hard. Everybody says you can't mix work life and private life together. You can't mix it. And yet
you know, what the fuck are all these love songs, breakup songs, you know, angst songs and good songs, happy songs, sad songs, angry songs? What are all these songs coming from? They're from personal lives. So it's easier to say, Sue, don't mix private life and work life. Well, as an artist, it's our job to take inspiration from my private life and turn it into our work. So I think I came to like almost like this existential, like, oh gosh, like what I'm going through in real life, such thing as, I will get into it later on, but such thing as being homeless in LA, such thing as things like being just like last minute evicted, going through a management kind of issue and like moving on from that, taking over my own business again at the same time being homeless and the new landlord just busting in all the time and all the things. Just, I can't even list it. I don't want to list it. It's just, how can I suppress all of this, these things that are happening, and maintain that musical presence that I've maintained over the last 3 years? That Sue Lee. Wow. I'm so sad, but I'll just dance. I'm so tired and fucked up, but I'll just dance, because I'm actually just all the time happy. I'm not. And I think nobody is stopping me but myself, I feel like. I think I have enough trust in my small but super tight community of fans. I have enough trust in them to know that they're going to be able to take in whatever kind of music, whatever kind of concept that I show myself with next. It's just, I think I'm just in my head really scared to spit out some truths, write some bars, real bars, things that I really want to say, things that I could rant about, things that I could rant about right now, but don't want to because that's annoying. Nobody wants to hear that shit. So I want to turn it into art. I think that's what I'm so scared of. There's so many things that I've witnessed, for the lack of a better term, corrupt or dark or really difficult and rough things that I've experienced. And I want to document it. I want to share it because I know I ain't the only one out there who's gone through it or going through it. And that's kind of how I'm looking at, if I could see like an imaginary pathway for me as an artist, as a musician, I think I want that path to be something that's never predictable. I say fuck the formulas. I say nobody knows the formula. Nobody knows how TikTok algorithms work, yet everybody's like, oh, post on TikTok, musicians. Everybody post on TikTok. I don't care. Nobody knows. Not even the fucking creators of TikTok knows how their own algorithms are going to work, you know? In the grand scheme of things, nobody knows the formula. And I think that was pretty enlightening for me recently. And that's the kind of frame that I want to try to maintain for as persistently as possible moving forward. I don't want to call it a New Year's resolution because I guess it's a resolution in the sense that I just kind of verbally processed it and like said it out loud. But the concept of it has definitely been kind of looping around, and it has already been affecting the kind of music that I've been making. By the way, album coming soon. I am preparing an album. I mean, it's not coming soon, like next week, but I am working on an album. Lots of different styles of music. Very different, I would say, to a point of like, I'm scared, but I don't care. Because everything is different. So I wanna just be able to be myself again. Like, I don't know where the fuck I went along the way. I went just like, bye-bye. I'm going to be depressed. And I'm back. I'm depressed still. But at least I'm here. I want to mix it. Fuck it. Everybody's saying, Sue, don't mix it. Don't mix the private and the public. I don't give a shit. I want to be a public figure. I want to be a celeb. You know what I mean? So I might as well just show it. I'm going to mix it all the way, baby. Make it a cocktail. I want to share it. But I will make sure if I were to put like one catch for myself so that I don't go ball bat nuts. Like, I'm gonna literally splatter pig semen all across the neighborhood. I don't know where anyone would acquire pig semen, but ew. But the one kind of catch would be that I promise you, or I will try, I promise you to try the very, very best I can to make some of the painful stories, some of the emotional stories, some of the angry, kind of anger-inducing stories, some of the happy stories, some of the exciting, some of the more melancholy, some of the more blue, some of the more jazzy, some of the more dumb. All those vibes, I promise to make them digestible and fun. I think fun is so important. Gotta make it fun for myself too. Very, very important. And I had fun recording this episode. I always do. I just need to do it. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Overthinker Society, baby.